Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Manuel Lamar Hicks, but you guys know me better as the L Dog. Man, today is a very, very, very special day, man. Today is the 3rd year anniversary of this podcast called The Flavor in Your Ear, man. I am most definitely excited about doing this podcast on today, man. 3 years in, man, it feels like just like yesterday. I just got started doing this. Man, I'm most definitely truly, truly humbled. Man, let me see if I can get some of these comments come up. So yeah, man, it's been most definitely a blessing to be able to do this podcast for this many years. I mean, 3 years in, most definitely is a humbling experience. So I'm actually, if you notice, I'm not on Facebook. I am on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook, man. I am using StreamYard to do this podcast. This is something new that I have most definitely gotten started doing, man, and I most definitely want to use this platform, too, as well as I'm using Anchor. So, man, with that being said, man, we're gonna hop right into this podcast. So, like I said, man, today is February 18, 2021, and I want to thank God for allowing me to share with you, the masses, this podcast on what I call the flavor in your ear. So last night in the association, otherwise known as the NBA, man, the Magic outlast the Knicks 107 to 89. Man, Magic doing their thing. In the other game, man, Trae Young, 40 points, helped snap ATL's 4-game losing streak. They won 122 to 114. Over the seas, otherwise known as the Celtics. And Jason Tatum poured in 35, but it was in a losing effort. Also last night, man, the 76ers also snapped a losing streak as well. And they were on a 3-game losing streak, and they beat the shorthanded Rockets, man, 118 to 113. Man, Joel Embiid was in double D's, man. He had 31 points, 11 boards, with Ben Simmons being out. Man, Tobias Harris stepped in. Man, he had 24. And to the windows, to the wall. Man, he had 28, 7, and 3 in a losing effort. All right, man, in the old school rivalry, Bulls and Pistons. Now, let me set up this this let me set this up for you. The Bulls were scheduled to visit Charlotte, and Detroit was going to Dallas. All right, you follow me so far? All right. So, in actuality, both of these teams were not supposed to be playing against one another last night, but the games got canceled because of COVID in Charlotte. And Detroit couldn't play because they were going to Texas and they have power outages there. So that's how these two teams ended up playing against one another last night. But in the end, man, the Shy got the win 105 to 102. Man, Zach LaVine had 37 for the Bulls. So, yeah, so Chicago went on and pulled that thing out. Man, in other NBA games last night, the Wolves couldn't keep the pace with the Pacers as they lost 134 to 128 in OT. Domantas Sabonis messed around and got a triple-double. Man, he had 36 points, 10 dimes, and 17 boards. Now, normally, you guys been, if you've been listening to this podcast long enough, man, you guys know that when a squad gets in double, when they have two players in double D's, they normally win. Well, tonight was not the case, man. Karl-Anthony Towns had 30 and 10, and Ricky Rubio had 20 and 13 assists last night. So he was really dishing that ball out last night. Man, been saying this, I guess they need for me to keep doing the podcast every day because nobody beats the Wiz. Nobody beats the Wiz. Man, man, look, the Wizards have quietly won three straight. Bradley Beal has scored 25 to seal the deal with his free throws with a tenth of a second left to give Washington the 130-128 win over Mile High. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. That guy called Russell Westbrook, that dude filled the stat sheet. Man, he had 12 points, 12 assists, and 13 boards. Man, and in the losing effort, Jamal Murray had 35 and Nikola Jokic had 33. Man, it just wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. All right, man, moving right along. Man, Damian Lillard, this dude never, ever, 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 ever disappoints. Never disappoints. This dude had a go-ahead three-point play with 16.5 seconds left to lift the Blazers to their sixth, one, two, three, four, five, sixth consecutive victory, man. 126 to 124 over the Pelicans, man. He was in double D's. I'm talking about Damian Lillard. He had 43 points and 16 dimes. Man, Zion had 35 in a losing effort. Man, I mean, sometimes, man, you got to get support from your supporting cast, which leads me to this game. Man, Memphis was on fire last night and had scoring from everybody. Yeah, Chris Jones said Lillard is a dog. Yeah, he is. He is. He's most definitely that dog. Man, Memphis was on fire last night. They had scoring from everybody. Jonas, I can't pronounce his name. And Grayson Allen each scored 22. All right. And then Kyle Lowry came in and chipped in with 20. Then Dylan Brooks had 17. And we ain't even got to Jalen Mont yet. Man, Jalen Mont showed out last night, man. Recorded his third triple-double in his career, man. He had 15 points, 11 boards, and 12 assists as the Grizz clawed their way to a 122-113 victory over OKC last night. And, man, that dude, mama, that goes that man, Steph Curry, he had a supporting cast too. They rallied to the Warriors, got the dub 120 to 112 over the Heat in overtime last night. Man, the Butler did it. He did it. He had 13 points, 11 assists, and 12 rebounds in the loss. And Tyler Hero was in double D's as well. He had 11 points and 15 rebounds. Man, I tell you guys all the time, man, when these players get in double D's, sometimes they win. Last night wasn't just that night. It wasn't that night last night. And, you know, I mean, anytime you have that supporting cast, man, you know, you can do some things, you know. So, man, last and definitely not least, man, the Jazz have quietly, notice I used the word quietly, have won 9 straight. Those of you that are Utah Jazz fans, come in the chat. If you are a Utah fan, come in the chat. Those of you that are listening at this podcast, man, I know you don't have nothing to let me know, but man, they have quietly won 9 straight. They beat the shorthanded Clippers last night, man, 114-96. No, as I said, you know they were no Clips were shorthanded. Man, the tag team combination of Donovan Mitchell, who had 24, and Rudy Gobert, who had 23 and 20 rebounds, did the damage last night. So, man, they tag team, man, to most definitely take care of business last night. Man, for those of you, man, that are NBA junkies and then want to watch some basketball tonight, because you know, in this neck of the woods, it's snow. It's still, well, you know, it has stopped snowing, but the snow is still on the ground. But for those of you that are NBA junkies, man, tonight, Toronto are playing the Young Bucks, otherwise known as the Milwaukee Bucks. The Nets and my 17-time world champion Los Angeles Lakers clash. Chris Jones asked me who I got tonight. Man, I just told you, my 17-time world champion Los Angeles Lakers, man. Man, you know what the deal is. I'm not, man, I ain't scared them Nets. Oh, come on, we're gonna do this thing. Man, MIA, otherwise known as Miami, and Sactown play tonight. And man, that's it for the NBA. That's right, Chris. Lakers, baby, all the way. You know I'm a Laker fan, man. Don't play no games with me. Man, we have a lot of birthdays today to get to. So I'm gonna hop right on into it. And I'm talking about celebrity birthdays too. Man, for those of you that are celebrating the birthday, man, happy blessed birthday to you and many, many more. Man, I have Marcus, Chris, who is our classmate, man. Marcus is celebrating a birthday today. Mr. Neighbors, he's celebrating the birthday today. Percy, man, DSU fam celebrating the birthday today. The only one, Sherelle, she's celebrating the birthday today. Miss Randall is celebrating the birthday today. I try not to give the last names. Ramona is celebrating the birthday. Mario, Pamela, and Ethel. Man, happy, 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 blessed birthday to you and many, many more. Man, all of you will get a copy of this podcast in your inbox. Just doing that for you. That's what I do. Man, so let's get to these celebrities that are celebrating birthdays today. Oh my gosh, man, it is so many. Man, this first person is a hip hop icon, a rapper, the chief architect of the West Coast gangster rap. That's what they have. That's what they put in the description, in his bio. Co-owner of Death Row Records, won numerous Grammy Awards, best rap solo performance for "Let Me Ride." Man, on that Chronic album, man. For those of you, man, that look, that Chronic album. That Chronic album, for those of you that don't know, that Chronic album was up here. I put that up here as one of the top rap albums of all time. Man, this guy, he sold Beats headphones for Apple. Man, he sold them for $3 million, y'all. $3 billion. He achieved fame as a member of the group NWA. Man, I am talking about no other than Dr. Dre. He turns 56 on today, y'all. Man, this next person is a movie actor. He starred in Saturday Night Fever and Grease, Get Shorty, Hairspray, Face Off, and he got his start in the show Welcome Back, Carter, playing the character Vinny. Man, I'm talking about no other than John Travolta, man. He turned 67 on the day, man. Man, how many of y'all watched Grease back in the day? Grease is still one of my favorite movies. I'm not gonna say it's in the top 10, but it's one of my favorite movies. All right, man. Moving right along, man. The next person is a movie actor. Man, got discovered in the halls of his New York high school, and was in the movie Something About Mary, The Outsiders, You, Me, Dupree, and Crash. I'm talking about, man, Matt Dillon. He turns 57 on today. Man, this next person is a former teen actress, best known movies 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, and started her acting career at the age of 5. Wow. These notifications come through. You guys know I'm a 49er fan, and I'm just ready for all the talk to stop. I really am. But anyway, man, 16 Candles, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. Those are one of those three movies right there, man, was like those are the 80s movies. And she's been very fortunate to be in those movies that really appealed, to the 80s, genre, but long and short of it, I'm talking about Molly Ringwald, man. She turns 53 on today, and man, we still got a lot. We still got a couple more. Man, this next person is the actress, TV personality. Hold on, let me do away with these notifications. Let me do away. Let me put this on. Vibrate. All right. Man, so the like I said, the next person, she's an actress, a TV personality, hosts a puzzle board turner on the Wheel of Fortune. She also appeared on The Price is White. Price is Right. I'm talking about no other than Vanna White, man. She turned 64 on today. And other notable people celebrating a birthday today, man. Yoko Ono turns 88 on today. Man, rapper Jewel Santana, he was with the Diplomats. He turns 39 on today. Football player Le'Veon Bell turns 29. I said Jewel Santana turns 39. I hope I did. Anyway, and gone but definitely not forgotten, Toni Morrison. Yes. Can't forget about Toni Morrison. All right. Man, and today in history, in 1885, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, written by Mark Twain, today, and in Black History in 1688, the first formal protest against slavery. In 1867, Morehouse predecessor was founded. And I have one more that I want to share with you. So bear with me for just a sec. Someone on Instagram actually posted this. And I was going to have it pulled up by the time I made it to this podcast, but just bear with me for just a sec. It's slowly coming up. So I'm actually going to let my Instagram friend actually tell you about what happened.
What happened today? In 1688, the first formal protest against slavery was by the Germantown Quakers. That is a white group. So that's a really big deal. Anyway, check it out.
All
Get
right,
out.
so she actually told you exactly what I said, back in 1688. So I thought it was something new. My bad. Yeah, so that's a person I'm following on Instagram. She actually put that out there. Okay, and to close this thing out, you always know there are things that you need to know right now. Now, I know you probably heard the news today, man. Eagles have traded Carson Wentz to the Colts. Me personally, I think that this was a very good move for Carson Wentz because now he has a supporting cast. He has people around him that will be able to make plays. He has a coach that will be able to take time with him and to be able to, with his maturation process. The backstory about all this is that the Colts head coach actually was the offensive coordinator in Philly. So, you know, things kind of twine together, you know, at times. And other things that you need to know right now, I don't know if a lot of you are going to like this, but Senator Ted Cruz was allegedly spotted boarding a plane with his family to Cancun amid the ongoing crisis in Texas. I wish I had more people watching because I would love to get your comment about that. You know, they are most definitely experiencing power outages there in Texas. Things are not going well with the storm and everything. And he decides to break camp. But you got to understand, though, these are the people that you vote in. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't. You guys got to understand, man, that when you vote these people in, you got to do your homework. And a lot of times people don't do their homework. So, with that being said, I wonder how many people are going to be behind Ted Cruz when he comes back. I want to know. Like when Houston said, I want to know. I want to know. And last but certainly not least, man, Osaka beat Serena last night, yesterday in the French Open. I'm trying to move so that I won't be in you guys' face. Yeah, in Australia Open, man, 6-3, 6-4. When everything was over with, you know, she was wearing Lakers paraphernalia, honoring, you know, Kobe Bryant. The girl is bad, man. I heard that before I started, before I came on. She has not lost since the pandemic. So, she's good. She's good. She's beaten Serena twice. So, but yeah, that's it, y'all. I mean, that's it for the flavor in your ear, man. I'm on here. I'm 23 minutes in, on the podcast. I'm 22 minutes in. Man, I want to thank all of you that have watched to see what I am doing. Man, I will most definitely post this podcast on Facebook later on. As always, I want you guys to stay safe right now. For those of you that are dealing with this snow and this ice, man, if you have to go out, you go out. If you don't, stay at home. Like I said, the groundhog told us that this was coming, and we didn't believe him. And now it's here, and now we're having to just deal with it. So, man, you guys take it easy. Enjoy the rest of your night, and I will be back with y'all probably Tuesday. If not next Friday. I'm celebrating my birthday, y'all. I can't. I've been told. I've been told that no podcast, no nothing is going on. So I'm gonna obey. I'm gonna obey. No podcast, no nothing. So I'm not doing anything this weekend but celebrate. So you catch me on the other side, which will probably either be, like I said, maybe Tuesday. More likely it's gonna be probably next Friday. All right, you guys be safe. And I'll be talking to you soon.